on the play. He'll be tackled by Caden Matthews, who's already been a busy man for the West Grand Hornet defense. Starting 11 on the defense for the Hornets is Ben Miller, Alec Watkins, Casey Bender, and Krogh on the line from left to right. Caden Massey, the middle linebacker, with outside help from Mason Unseed and Alex Young. Corners, Noah Graves, Kobe Koontz, Casey Sefferi, Gage Belmer. Second and six here for the Falcons in that three-back system with two on the wing, and it's going to be Wiswall behind the left side. And he'll take it. Runs with a head of steam, and he's tripped up behind by Alex Young for a gain of five on the play, and that's enough for a first down for Fayette. Wait for the chain gain to move things 4 minutes and to go here in quarter number one. Both crowds really loud in this game already. Again, not a single empty seat tonight here at West Grand High School. 1 minute to go in quarter number one. Here's the first and 10 for Fayette. Ball is at the 30. Under center, Kendall. Hand off to Estes. He tries to bounce off to the left side. Now trying to cut back in. Four Hornets in, and he will get pummeled down for a loss of two on the play. Spearing in is Mason Unseed, the 5'7", 195 senior, who's tied with Alex Young coming into tonight with 13 solo tackles, and that will be a loss of two on the play. This will likely be the final play of the first quarter. You get Western lead 7-0. On the right side is Estes. Left side was Wall. Right behind is Aaron Barber. And this is going to be play action. They will go with a quick screen toss to Wiswall, and he is going to be brought up down for a loss of play. Snipping it out once again. Mason Unseed, loss of five on the first pass of the game for Fayette. That'll do it for quarter number one. Westray leads 7-0 over Fayette in a pivotal lose to Clark matchup of Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. We'll be back in 1 minute.
When planning an auction, call Circle F Auction of Fayette, a family-owned business since 2001. Circle F specializes in estate and private auctions. Regular attendance at the barn include antique dealers from around the state, so your treasures are showcased before experienced buyers. The Circle F Auction family strives to provide its clients with friendly, down-home service. Call them at 660-728-1346 to plan your next auction or visit their website at CircleFAuction.com. Circle F Auction is located on Highway 3, a quarter mile from the Triangle.
Jen.
I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it.
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks. Tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep. Gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speeds so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley. We mean business.
Seven to nothing here at West Grand High School. The Hornets with the lead. They're the number one team in class number one. And these two teams played twice last year. It was actually a split between the two teams in the regular season battle. It was Fayette who won at Fayette 38-29. That actually handed West Grand their first loss of the season at that time. And then in the district semifinal 1 year ago, West Grand knocked off Fayette 40-8 at Fayette. That ended the Falcons season before Westrand went on to defeat Marceline in the district championship that next week and then bowed out to Monroe City, Class 1 champions in the quarterfinal. Kendall still under center for the Falcons in our play action. He's taking a deep shot looking for Wiswall and going up for it. Oh, there's one, and it's picked off by Kobe Coates in the Westrand Hornets. He'll be tackled at the 4-yard line. And a little bit of overthrown ball by Kendall, and Westrand gets their second turnover of this game. Westrand Pep Ben really enjoying that. But it's allowing they're going to have to go 97 yards as this ball is over at the 3-yard line. So this is an opportunity for Eddie Bentley, the defensive coordinator for Westrand. Let's see how he wants to tackle this Westrand offense on 1st and 10. They spread things out defensively. They're looking to blitz, and West breaking split, trying to time the snap, and he's going to get called for encroachment. He's trying to come all the way up to the line of scrimmage, time the snap, and it was not snapped. And when he tried to back up, he slipped on his rear. They're going to call a false start on Westrand, as a matter of fact. So that will be a half the distance to the goal since they're already back at their own 3-yard line. So very little, much of a penalty of that. Just a little less breathing room if you're young in the back. So here is now a 1st and 11.5 from about the 2. Young in the gun. Look. Quick throw. Gets it to Kuntz on the left side. He's a hassle to bring down. And he was being covered by corner Cale Poulsen. Let's tell you about the rest of the Fayette defense. They like to run a 2-4-5. So Cameron Sternello, Chris Senevit are the two defensive tackles. Inside backers, Isaiah S. is Quest Breaking. Vince Roberts, Colby Skaggs are the outside backers. The nickel is Chase Udy. Corners, Ross Hudson, Cale Poulsen, Jack Tingle, Dawson Wiswall are your two safeties. Here's a 2nd and 6. Trips to the right for Westrand. One receiver left. Empty backfield for Young. And shotgun snap, looks left, feels the pressure, now he'll take off. Young, with 3 Falcons fumbling in on him, that is Robert Skaggs and Estes, all collapsing in on the senior Crest All-Star, and that will be a gain of 6 on the play, 3rd and 2 coming up for Westrand. Good blocking there as well by Carter Pretoria and Alec Bakken to open up a hole at least, and Young had to take it there on that run. Because it was good secondary coverage by Fayette. 4 wide on 3rd and 2. In the gun is Young. Dale on the right. 6 seconds on the play clock. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Young, wait. And now a timeout called. This should be on Westrand based on everything. And it looks like we are going to get our first timeout. It's by the Hornets. We'll be back in 1 minute on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. 3rd and 2 coming up next.
Are your ATM fees adding up? Ask for a free Kasasa checking with monthly rewards like cash back or high interest and get ATM fees back in your pocket. Go see them at any of their 5 locations, Fayette, New Franklin, Fulton, Slater, and Marshall, to start enjoying your rewards and walk out with an instant issue debit card today. From the bank that always gives you more, Exchange Bank of Missouri. Qualifications and exclusions may apply. Member FDIC.
The Fayette Athletic Boosters, the Board of Education, Administration, faculty, staff, and fellow students of the Fayette R3 School District have always been proud to cheer on their athletic teams. This year is no exception. The Fayette Falcons continue to soar. No one can deny that the students play with heart, hustle, and work hard in each and every game. The Fayette Athletic Boosters, the Board of Education, Administration, faculty, staff, and fellow students will always cheer on the Fayette Falcons football team.
Third and 7 after a false start by Westrand as they were trying to go with a quick hard count. They kind of backfired there. 10:29 to go here in the 2nd quarter. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Young in the gun. Quick toss to Dale on the left. Dale, ball in his team. And he is gone. Colby Dale off to the races. The 50, 40, adios. Colby Dale, 96 yards. Touchdown in the pass.
It was a quick jet sweep to the left side, and Dale took the toss from Young, and he went off to the races, and no one was catching him after he got through the secondary. 13-0. Got a feel for the West or the Fayette Falcons after that. You had them pinned and then the penalty as well on 3rd and 7. 96 yards and couldn't get the tackle. Coons, extra point on its way. Plenty of distance and it's accurate as well. 14-0. A 96-yard run by Colby Dale has made this a 14-0 game for West Strand on Glory 97.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Colby Dale going to kick things off here for the West Strand Hornets. And now we have a very slight delay here as Fayette is trying to talk some things over. And they got some confusion on the special teams, and they're going to have to call a timeout. That's a little bit of bizarre for the Fayette Falcons again. Apologize for the technical difficulties as we're currently trying to solve some audio problems. So, talking on the cell phone now to bring you this game on Glory 97 and doing our best to get you a little bit of a better quality throughout the evening of this game. And looked like they just wanted to get the personnel out. But two scores have taken place. It was a 9-yard pass from Alex Young to Kobe Koontz for the first score of the game, and then a 96-yard run from Colby Dale just now. In a put the West Strand Hornets up 14-0. Koontz ready to kick things off. West Strand going left to right on your radio dial. And deep is Kendall and Poulsen for Fayette. Good kick by Koontz a little bit to the right, and it's going to take a kick to the right, and Kendall is going to let this go out of bounds, and that's going to allow Fayette to get this ball at the 40. So far, this Hornet defense has done a good job of getting things kind of rolling here from the aspect of not allowing Fayette to kind of get much mustard on the offensive side. Biggest run so far, I believe, was about a 6-yard run by Isaiah Estes. So after the kickoff violation, they're actually going to place it at the 35, I beg your pardon, not the 40. Wrong rules. 40 in college. And first and 10 for Fayette. Kendall still under center. Wiswall on the left, Estes on the right. Right behind is Aaron Barber. And this is going to be Kendall on the fake, and now they'll hand it to Estes on the delayed handoff, and now a flag coming in after the play. As Estes is slammed to the ground, and this is going to be an interesting call. It's coming from the secondary. So usually that kind of indicates it's on the defense, and they're going to say the face mask on Westrand, and the defensive tackle, or defensive end all-stater, Ben Miller, raises his left hand, taking responsibility for that, apparently. Gets a pat on the back from Kobe Koontz, so good to see that young man
staying accountable for his actions. And now it's a first and 3 for the Hornets. Or I beg your pardon, the Falcons. And this is going to be a toss to Wiswall. He'll take it to the right side, trying to punch his way past the 45. He's going to be near the first down marker. It just depends on the spot of the ball. And they are going to give him the first. It's going to be Aiden Krogh that gets the tackle for the Hornets. The sophomore will occasionally be rotating in this game to the outside linebacker spot, and Alex Young will be at the defensive end just to give him a different look, and they'll try and blitz as well with Alex Young in that aspect. First and 10 here with Fayette at the Westrand, or the 45 of their own. This is going to be Poulsen on the fake handoff, and now we'll go back to Estes on the second handoff. He'll take it to midfield, 5-yard gain. 1 feet there from behind for the Hornets to make the stop. And now they will switch things out for the Hornets. And Ross Hudson is still has his helmet on and standing up for, and still staying on the sideline. Looks relatively healthy for Fayette. But he is not in the game. It's been backup quarterback Jack Kindle who is in. Second and 5. Kindle looks for a hard count. And Miller jumps. The defensive end will give Fayette 5 for a yard. And that might be why Kindle has been brought in, is for aspects like that, getting a little bit of hard count, see if they can make West Grand jump, and certainly paid off here. Now we see Alex Young at the defensive end. We just mentioned that he and also Krogh were going to be switching around a couple times, and Young is lined up on that left end. Man in motion, this is Poulsen. Here is a handoff. This is Aaron Barber, the backup fullback, and he's going to gain about 2 yards on play. Alex Young in on pursuit and the stop. One of the keys for Fayette to stay in this game is recognizing some of these defensive coverages Aaron O'Loughlin is bringing. They talked about that during our conference call throughout the game, that Westrand's not afraid to give you multiple looks, and the big thing is just to stay composed and stay in assignment and expect the unexpected from Westrand. Second and 7 now, and they're going to see if they can give this to Poulsen. Instead, it'll be Wiswall. A quick hook route to the left and unseat there in pursuit to get the stop. Massey also in on pursuit. And it'll be a 3rd and 6 coming up. Ball right now at the 41 of Westrand's. Kindle gets the signal from head coach Roger Van de Zand. Sprints into the huddle. And 3rd and 6 coming up. Westrand crowd coming to their feet with some noise. We'll stack things up again with 3 in the backfield with small man in motion. Comes in now into the I formation. And a timeout called with 1 second to go on the play clock. Jack Kindle will call it. And that's going to be the second one of the half for the Fayette Falcons. While we have a moment, we haven't had a chance to thank our fine sponsors. Let's go ahead and do that for making this Westrand Fayette game possible. That is the Westrand Athletic Boosters, Westrand R1 School District, Don Family Style Buffet, Reynolds Perford, Patricia Sewing Room, all of Huntsville, Brian Skaggs, your local shelter agent, John Cochran, Valentine Insurance Agency, Finland Tax and Accounting, KB Tire and Auto, all of Moberly, Mickens, Main Street Pub, the Brown House, Charlie F. Auction, Fayette Athletic Boosters, all of Fayette, Sheriff of Valley, keeping you connected, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Merchants and Farmers Bank, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Exchange Bank of Missouri, Fremont Freeze of Glassstone, Fayette, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, making Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Howard Electric, serving Howard County and portions of northern Boone County, southern Randolph County, and southeastern Sheriff's County, Commercial Trust Bank of Fayette and Harrisburg, Capital Paving. Check them out online at capitalmo.org. And J.B. Kiley's got your Moberly Motors halftime report coming up in just a little bit. And then we'll nominate an outstanding player to game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, afterwards as well. Here's a third and six. Jack Kendall under center. Man in motion is Dawson Wiswell on the left side. He'll take it. He's got some speed trying to get over to the edge, and Unteed is going to get a left hand on and trip his left foot. He gets a couple more stumbles before losing his balance, and it's going to be fourth and three. Have to think they will go for it here. Trailing 14-0, 7 minutes to go in the half, and they're already into West Strand territory. We haven't really seen, we've seen Fayette try and go up a couple passes. One was incomplete and the other was an interception. What will they do on fourth and two on the right hash mark at the 48? They'll stack, or the 38, I should say. They'll stack things up as his man in motion. He will get the toss. Cuts to the inside into the pile, and he's not going to get it. West Strand's defense makes the stop, and they'll get the ball back with 6:31 to go. It is Caden Massey, who has been a busy man and middle linebacker for the Hornets, who gets the stop. And West Strand's offense has gone 2 for 3 so far with a pair of scores, and Kobe Kuntz was looking to attempt a 48-yarder and missed it wide or right, but had the distance. So first and 10 here now on the left hash mark of the 38 in their own territory. Five wide, empty back set for Alex Young. Dale is in the inner left slot. He will leak out, taking the deep shot. Kobe Kuntz wide open and in and out of his hands. Kobe Kuntz was trying to score his second of the game, and Young recognized him immediately. May have been a hair overthrown, but Kuntz, I think, lost it in the lights a little, and he was just looking straight up trying to see if he could track that, and as soon as he found it, it went right through his hand. That's a break for the Falcons. Otherwise, you could have put six more on the board for the Hornets, and that would have been a 63-yard touchdown. So second and 10. This time they'll go two receivers to right, empty on the left, and two in the backfield. Fullback is Aiden Massey, and now we'll get a crack back block, and we're going to get a tackle. It's going to be a loss of two on the play, and it's going to be a third and 13.
What's going on here? I got connection. That's why.
So we got a third and 13 coming up. It'll be three to the right and one to the left for the Hornets, and it is Alex Young. Empty to backfield. Has plenty of room to run. To the 40. Trying to get the first down, dives for it. He's going to be close, and he might be about 1 yard shy. And it is going to be fourth and about one coming up. Making the tackle. Looked like that was quest breaking for Fayette. And a big play here late in this first half. Fourth and one. Ball at the West Strand 46. Young can barely hear Tyler Tanner on the other side as the fan crowd is electric. Four wide, two right. It's going to be a keeper on Young. He's going to dive for the first down marker, and it just depends what the spot is, and I think he got it. Based on the spot, that's enough for a first down by about half the nose of a football. I think we're going to go ahead and measure it just for the sake. We're currently at the West Strand 40 from our broadcast vantage point. We got a pretty decent view of where this ball is. They need to get just, the first down marker is just shy of the 42nd, and it looks like the nose of the ball is at that point. About 7/8 of it is behind the marker, so we'll see how they mark it. They'll stretch things out. And they bring it, and they say it's straight.
Falcons get a big defensive stop, and they get the ball back as Young was about 3 inches shy, according to the down marker. So the Falcons get a big defensive stop, and that was needed as well. They still trail 14-0 with 4:48 to go here in this first half. It'll be Kindle under center. Man of motion on the left tight end is Wiswell. He'll get the delay toss, and he'll come up with some speed. He's just one block away from getting a lot of room, and he'll take it 12 yards for a first down. And making the tackle on the play is, guess who, Caden Massey. He's been all over the field tonight for the West Grand Hornets. Ball's going to be placed at the Hornet 35. Fayette starting to get some life on the offensive side. Kindle gets the signal from Roger Van de Zand, the head coach and offensive coordinator. The lineup on first and 10 on the right hash mark. Behind the right tight end is Estes. Wiswell, the left tight end, are lining up behind the left tight end. He'll be in motion, and he'll delay the toss. Estes now to the inside, gets the handoff, and he'll bully his way for a four-yard gain. And coming in for that tackle, looked like that was Casey Binder and Ryan Starr in on the stop. So a four-yard gain on the play. Wiswell on the left, Estes on the right. Once again, Barber behind. Estes, man in motion, gets the toss. Charges in, and he is going to be tackled for about a one-yard gain as Casey Binder once again gets the stop. And right now we got a third and six coming up. .3:14 to go. Fayette looking to get some sort of score before the half, keep them in this game. So line up in the same formation at the West Grand 31. That's this man in motion. Snap. Kindle looks. He'll keep it himself. And he is going to be tackled near the line of scrimmage by Alex Young as he's brought down for a loss, and it'll be fourth and six coming up. Another big play here for the Falcons in this game. They need five. Ball's at the 30. They stack things up again. And West Grand appears to try and want to bring the house. Toss. Wiswell trying to cut inside. He'll be brought down for a loss of two. And West Grand gets it back. Ben Miller, first one there for West Grand, and they'll get it back. Another defensive stand, and that's been the story of this game so far, aside for the big run by Colby Dale and a couple turnovers. That's how it's a two-score game, as there's 2:08 to go here in the half. So West Rand's turn again, and they will start out on their own 32. Four wide for the Hornets. Make that five wide. And it looks like Fayette's going to try and go man-to-man here, man in motion. This is Kuntz, and it'll be Young on the keeper to the left side. Alex Young to the 35. And now it will take it to about the 37, and that is going to be a gain of about five on the play. Second and five coming up. West Grand taking their time here. They're going to get the ball to start out the second half as Fayette won the toss and received the opening coin toss. They will go three to the left, trips left, I should say, and one receiver to the right, Young. The lone man, and it's going to be a no-look toss over to Colby Dale, But Colby is going to take it, and he is going to try and get to the outside part of the numbers, and he is going to be tackled after about a two-yard gain at best, and now it's a third and four coming up. Yeah, Kendall on the stop. Minute 8 to go here in the half. 14-0 Western, trying to cash in on some more points before the half comes to a close. 3 to the left, 1 to the right. And the shotgun is Young. Dale to his left. Takes the snap. Looks over at Dale, delays the pass. Now a quick clamp by Clemson and out of his hands again. Throws a little bit behind as Colson was in coverage for the Falcons, and that's going to bring up a fourth down and another decision that's going to need to be made here for West Strand. West Strand likes to go with a two-punt formation with Kobe Kuntz and Leighton Bain. Gives him a little bit of a different look, and it's going to be Cale Polson that will take the return. But there is a little activity on the line prior to the snap, and let's see what the call is going to be. It is going to be a false start here on West Strand. I'll be 5 yards on the penalty. And it will be a 4th and 8 coming up here. Bring up the punt. Do what you got to do. You can funnel it whatever you need to. Going to punt is Kuntz. And that's going to hit the back of Cox Hudson. And alertly, Cale Polson is going to recover that for the Fayette Falcons. And fortunate enough, that could have been disastrous for the Falcons. And then West Ram may have had a chance to get that back. But a good alert play there by Polson. As soon as that hit the back of Hudson, he had to die for it. And try and get that. Now here is a 1st and 10 here under center. And our hard count by Kendall. West Strand is fooled once again. So that'll be a 5-yard penalty on the offside for the Hornets. And it'll bring up a 1st and 5. Ball is right now at the 38. Man in motion, Wiswall. He will delay the handoff, and it looks like this is going to go to Estes. He's going to be brought down for a loss of 2. And we may have one play before we get to the locker room. They're going to quickly line up. Play clock and game clock are about even here for the half. And let's see if they try and go one more snap. They do. Here is Estes. Last play of the half. Tries to bounce off one, and now he is going to be spinning down, and now we'll do it near the first down marker as time expires in the first half. West Strand leads 14-0. You're on Boarding 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Looking to go 5-0 on the season. We'll be back in about 15 minutes or so for your second half. JB's got the Moberly Motors halftime show. That's coming up next on Boarding 97, CentralMoInfo.com. West Strand lead 14-0.
Teaching your children or grandchildren to save is one of the keys to financial security in life today. Just a small commitment each week will make a big difference over time. At Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin, savings and checking accounts for juniors have no monthly service charge, and the savings account has no minimum balance. Now is the time to start an account for that special someone you treasure. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank, member FDIC. I see.
The Westran Athletic Boosters are very proud of the Westran Hornets and Lady Hornets, who work hard and make sacrifices to represent their school, both in the classroom and in each game. Parents and fans of the Westran Hornets, be sure and pick up shirts or sweatshirts at the home games and show off your Hornet pride. You can also still sign up to be a booster member for the school year. Visiting teams are invited to come out early for the game and enjoy a freshly grilled cheeseburger or hot dog, along with a variety of other concession foods provided by the Westran Athletic Boosters.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
Are you sending folks turtle hunting?
We don't send folks hunting, but if you're hunting a great deal on insurance, we can help.
Look, mister, I've heard you've been sending folks out turtle hunting, and I'm nervous.
You're a talking turtle?
You got a problem with that?
No, sir. We've got something for everyone, but if you're a talking turtle, I'd love to meet you.
I think I'll wait till turtle season is over before we meet face to shell.
Since 1964, it's always turtle season. I mean, saving season at Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
The Braun Home in Fayette has been a provider of residential care since 1994, offering respite care, personal assistance services, transportation, and community employment opportunities for male and female individuals of any age with developmental disabilities. Their supporting staff is committed to caring, encouraging, and assisting the clients to live as independently as possible. The Braun Home of Fayette also serves the communities of Moberly and Fulton. For more information, please contact their office at 660-248-3333 or visit their website at braunhomecares.com.
And good evening. It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. Your game tonight on Glory 97 at the half. It is Westran leading by a score of 14-0. Let's give you the first half highlights from this one. It was midway through the first quarter when Westran got on the board first.
Here's the second and nine, empty backfield. Young looking at the end zone. He'll go to the end zone. Kuntz wide open in the left corner, and Westran gets set. A 9-yard pass on the play. Young to Kuntz. 6-0 Westran.
And the extra point was good by Kuntz, making it 7-0 midway through the first. Early in the second, Westran would score again.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Young in the gun. Quick toss to Dale on the left. Dale, full of his team, and he is gone. Colby Dale, acceleration to 50, 40, adios, Colby Dale, 96 yards, touchdown, Hornets.
And the extra point good by Kuntz, 14-0 the score. At halftime, your game tonight on Glory 97. Over on Information Radio Quicks tonight, we've got Moberly and Macon. Eric Duke with the call. It was Macon scoring first.
Waller out of the gun, Edwards to his left. Snap. Waller keeps left side, walks in, touchdown, Tigers.
Nash Waller, 1-yard touchdown run, extra point good, 7-0 Macon. It was Moberly midway through the first, getting caught up.
Third and goal at the three. Snap. Hand off right side, Walter sprints up the middle, touchdown.
Extra point good by Hayden Hopper, making it 7-7 before the first quarter is out. Moberly would score again.
Football at the far hash. Snap. Stone King, short drop. Lobs far side into traffic. Caught. Touchdown short.
13-yard pass from Dominic Stone King to Toby Short. The extra point good by Hopper. 14-7 is the score. Moberly with the lead. That is now in the second quarter and almost coming up on halftime on Information Radio Quicks. Our game of the week on Crest tonight, Milan at Putnam County, two longtime rivals, and Milan got on the board early.
Second and 12 at midfield. Fowler snap, short drop going over the middle, picked off by Dominic Dabney at the 40, now 30 near side. Fowler gives chase, he won't catch up. Dominic Dabney, pick six.
Ben Winston with the call there. That made it 13-0 midway through the first quarter. Ryan Dabney, a 48-yard pass to Trey Moorhead was the first score. The second one, the pick six, Dominic Dabney with the 55-yard return. Extra point was missed on that one. 13-0 Milan, the score of that game on Superstation Crest. Milan's now scored again. It is 21-0 in favor of Milan. We'll see if they got the highlight for you. We do have it now. It was the second quarter, 8:42 left, and Mila doing it on the ground.
Dabney goes under center. Handoff, Pagan up the middle, has a hole into the end zone. Touchdown. 4-yard touchdown run by Jamwell Pagan.
And the two-point run was good by Dre Moorhead. 21-0 Milan is now the score, and that is about midway through the second quarter. We're going to take a break, and we come back on the halftime report brought to you by Bumperly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. We'll look at some of the other scores in the area. You're listening to High School Football on Glory 97.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills.
Come on already!
Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
And welcome back here on Glory 97, the halftime report brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. At the half of your contest tonight, it is West Rand leading Fayette by a score of 14-0. Take a look at the scoreboard. The game on Quicks, Moberly up 14-7 in the second quarter on Information Radio Quicks. Elsewhere in the NCMC tonight, Hannibal leads Kirksville 15-0 in the second quarter. Marshall 7-0 over Fulton in the second. In the Clarence County Conference, Centralia Brookfield tied at 6 in the second quarter. Clark County up 26-0 on South Shelby in the second. Palmyra up 16-0 on Highland in the second. In the Lewis and Clark elsewhere tonight, Knox County 20-0 over Harrisburg in the second quarter. Scotland County leads Salisbury 14-0 in the first. No report yet from Marceline and Paris. In the Emo tonight, one game last night, Clopton Ellsbury beat Wright City 50-44. Tonight, first quarter, South Callaway leads Bowling Green by a score of 14-0. The other game is Montgomery County versus Mark Twain, and Van Farr Community takes on North Callaway. In the Tri-County Central tonight, Blair Oaks all over Eldon 35-0 in the second. First quarter, Southern Boone leads Hallsville 7-0. Second quarter, Booneville over School of the Osage 21-0. Versailles leads California in the second 19-0. In the Grand River East tonight, the game on Crest, Milan 21-0 over Putnam County. South Harrison leading Maysville 14-0 in the second. Gallatin 35-0 over Polo in the second. At the half, Princeton leads Trenton 8-7. In the Midland Empire tonight, Chillicothe is hosting Kansas City, St. Pius the 10th. In the AAA, it is second quarter, Cardinal Ritter leading Father Tolton by a score of 25-7. Non-conference games tonight, second quarter, Mexico leads Clinton 7-6. Jackson leading Battle 26-14, those in the second quarter. Also in the second quarter, Rockbridge over Hickman 7-0. St. Francis Borgia at the half leads Helias 21-3. Second quarter, Monroe City all over West Hancock of Illinois, 36-0, as the Panthers look to bounce back from their loss to Macon last week. At the half, Chaminade leads Jeff City by a score of 21-14. Second quarter, Slater 22-6 over Tipton. Eight-man football, North Shelby leads Platte Valley at the half by a score of 22-2. Over on 99.9, the captain tonight, after two innings, the Cardinals leading the Giants by a score of 1-0. And no broadcast night of the Royals, but they are leading in the bottom of the sixth inning at Detroit by a score of 4-2. This halftime report has been brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. Halftime of your game on Glory 97. It is 14-0 West Rand. We'll get you back out to the stadium here in a couple of moments. You're listening to High School Football on KTCM Madison. It's 8 o'clock.
When planning an auction, call Circle F Auction of Fayette, a family-owned business since 2001. Circle F specializes in estate and private auctions. Regular attendance at the barn include antique dealers from around the state, so your treasures are showcased before experienced buyers. The Circle F Auction family strives to provide its clients with friendly, down-home service. Call them at 660-728-1346 to plan your next auction or visit their website at CircleFAuction.com. Circle F Auction is located on Highway 3, a quarter mile from the Triangle.
The Westran R1 School District Administration, faculty, and staff encourage Westran Hornet fans to get out and support school activities. The students put in long hours of practice in order to represent the Hornets both in the classroom and on the field. Others are marching to a different beat by participating in the band, providing entertainment at halftime during games. Others are involved in organizations within the school. Show your pride and put on your green and white and attend Westran school activities. Go Big Green!
Howdy, cow folks. It's me, your favorite cowboy, again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're sleeping under the stars, it's nice knowing you've got the right insurance plans to protect your family back home from all the dangers they face, from your home to your health to your life and your business and your vehicles, too. Valentine Insurance Agency has a plan for you. Give them a call and tell them Dusty sent you. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Are your ATM fees adding up? Ask for a free Kasasa checking with monthly rewards like cash back or high interest and get ATM fees back in your pocket. Go see them at any of their five locations, Fayette, New Franklin, Fulton, Slater, and Marshall, to start enjoying your rewards and walk out with an instant issue debit card today from the bank that always gives you more, Exchange Bank of Missouri. Qualifications and exclusions may apply. Member FDIC.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
And he goes all the way.
And welcome to the halftime report
Falcons.
Tonight, brought to you by Mobley Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers
Stop
on the road since 1943. You're listening to AM 1230, KWIX, Mobley, and 92.5, KWIX, FM,
K-Row, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for lunch, and 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. for dinner.
By a score
the bar is open later.
We'll get to the highlights of that game coming up in just a few moments.
And like Mike Nin's Main Street Pub's Facebook page to get updates
from Mylan Putnam County
games as well as their weekend
going on
specials.
Tonight.
Go Falcons.
On Superstation Press. Ben Wittenstein with the call of that one. Mylan scored early. A 48-yard pass from Ryan Dabney to Dre Moorhead, putting them up 7-0. The extra point was good.
Now add all the sides. You come
and,
to love.
And in the first quarter, Mylan a 55-yard pick six from Dominic Dabney put Mylan up by a score of 13-0.
Second and 12 at midfield.
Make sure to leave room for dessert.
Short drop going over the middle. Picked off by Dominic Dabney at the 40. Now 30 near side. Fowler gives chase. He won't catch up. Dominic Dabney.
Reynolds
Pick
Herfords
six.
Of Huntsville will hold their 17th annual production sale on Sunday, October 21st.
And that
21st.
Is Ben Wittenstein with the call. The extra point missed that time. 13-0. Second bulls. Quarter,
six
it was Mylan again.
Dabney goes under center.
Seven
and off Pagan. Up the middle. Has a hole into the end zone. Touchdown.
Black and black, white
4-yard touchdown run by Jamwell Pagan.
Sunday, October 21st at noon.
And that made it
21-0
with the extra point by Dre Moorhead. 21-0
or call Matt at 660-676-3788. Lunch will be served
the game
at 11
tonight
o'clock.
On Glory 97, Fayette at Westrand,
Gary Bagby,
and Scott
Fimler,
will call
and
this
Fran
one.
Frank with Fremont's Freeze Funeral Service in Fayette and Glasgow are ready to serve
at the
your
end
family's
zone.
Need.
Go to the end zone.
Fremont Freeze Funeral Service has been family-owned and operated since 1934 and is a full-service funeral home. If you have any questions, stop by either location on Highway 5 North in Fayette or 112 Market in Glasgow.
And with the extra
Fremont
point
Freeze
by Kobe Kuntz, that made it 7-0 in favor of Howard Westrand.
County
Westrand
and the surrounding county
in the second.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealant coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction or DOT paving to residential
and
asphalt,
the extra
count on the
good.
Quality of Capital Paving
Westrand
and Construction
score.
In Central Missouri, with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate.
The game on
or go
information
to
radio quick tonight. Making it Moberly, it was Macon scoring first.
Waller out of the gun, Edwards to his left. Snap. Waller keeps left side, walks in, touchdown, Tigers.
Eric Duke with the call there. A one-yard run by Nash Waller. Extra point was good. Made it 7-0 in favor of Macon. And with 8:10 remaining in the first quarter, Motley would score about 5 minutes left in the first.
It's third and goal at the three.
You're driving down the road and up ahead.
And up right side, Walter sprints up the middle, touchdown.
And then that big truck kicks up a piece of debris that lands right on your windshield.
What do you do?
Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. That's 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield.
Lob far side into traffic. KB Tire and Auto. Touchdown short.
263-7500.
A 13-yard pass from Dominic Stone King to Toby Short. The extra point good by Hopper. That made it 14-7 Moberly.
Commercial Trust Company of Fayette welcomes fall and football season. Stop by our Fayette or Harrisburg location today and open a mascot checking account and show your support for your favorite high school team with mascot checking and debit cards for Fayette, Harrisburg, Glasgow, New Franklin, or Higbee. Get the details at commercialtrust.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. My bank, anywhere else.
Back in 60 seconds here on Information Radio Quicks.
Does your tax preparer work for you, or do they call you repeatedly begging you to make an appointment? At Fendler Tax and Accounting, we are here for your convenience. Whenever you have your tax information ready, just call us to schedule your appointment. As a full-service accounting office, we don't close at April 15th. We're open year-round to serve your tax needs. If you're looking for a preparer who puts you first, call Fendler Tax and Accounting at 263-4346 or stop by our office at 210 North Alton Moberly. At Fendler Tax and Accounting, we're open year-round to serve you.
The Braun Home in Fayette has been a provider of residential care since 1994, offering respite care, personal assistance services, transportation, and community employment opportunities for male and female individuals of any age with developmental disabilities. Their supporting staff is committed to caring, encouraging, and assisting the clients to live as independently as possible. The Braun Home of Fayette also serves the communities of Moberly and Fulton. For more information, please contact their office at 660-248-3333 or visit their website at braunhomecares.com.
Cardiac rehabilitation at the Wellness Center at Samaritan Hospital is the solution for your heart. The Wellness Center is designed to optimize a cardiac patient's physical and social functioning. Patients at the Wellness Center are helped to safely reach and maintain their optimal level of activity. A doctor's referral is necessary for admission to the Wellness Center. Visit them online at smhmo.org.
Reynolds Herefords of Huntsville will hold their 17th annual production sale on Sunday, October 21st, selling horned and pulled Hereford genetics, including 20 bulls, 6 spring pair splits, 6 fall calving pairs, 7 show...
Jealousy here. We're at West Strand High School, and it's going to be the Hornets that get the ball to start at the second half. They got their 2 touchdowns off a Alex Young pass to Kobe Kuhn, laying first quarter in a 94-yard touchdown run by Kobe Kuntz. And that's where we are right now, 14-0. Here is Young. He wants the pressure behind, and he will be sacked in the backfield. Yes, who? Vince Roberts. Roberts had a sack last week against the Marceline Tigers, and Coach Roger Van de Zandt said that was arguably one of his best games he has ever played as a Fayette Falcon, and right on cue, a big time defensive tackle. So Young, and that is going to be a loss of 8 on the play. We're going to have 2nd and 18 now. Ball is going to be placed at the 35. And the gun is Young. They're going to try and sprints it on a quarterback keeper, and I guess this is going to be brought down for a loss of two on the play, and now we got third and long coming up. This Fayette defense coming out really hungry to start things out here in this second half, and they're looking to get a three and out and see if they can try and get something going offensively. They started moving the ball relatively well, as a matter of fact. And then it just got it. They just had a little bit of a problem getting past the field. That's kind of been their big problem here. Now we got third and 19 coming up. Now we're going to get a flag, a little bit of movement. Or no, it's actually going to be a delay of game as the clock winds down to zero. And West Strand did not want to take a timeout this early in the third quarter. And as to the Fayette Bulls' delight, and this is not the half you were looking for to start out if you're Aaron O'Loughlin in the Hornets. I have to think they're going to see a run play here on third and about a quarter of the football field. And they'll go four wide, and now we're going to get another whistle. There's still 11 seconds remaining on the play clock, and a referee wants to get something settled here. Make sure, I guess, they want to get the spot right. No equipment malfunction, so no one's coming out on that front. And now it looks like we are ready to roll. West Rand going to go five wide here on third and long. Three to the left, now two to the right, and now we get another whistle. And they probably need to reset the play clock is what the problem is because they stopped. It was an official timeout to get things set. Looks like they're trying to spot the ball. The umpire now comes in to the defense. Now we're ready to go. Five wide. Young looks to the left. Feeling a little bit of pressure, trying to escape. And now he's slowed out by Roberts and now fires one into double coverage and diving and making the catch. Or no, they say incomplete. Good second effort by Caden Massey as there were two Falcons on the coverage and then Kobe Kunz and Caden Massey were trying to go for a tip ball there as it was Jace Udy and then also looked like it was probably Kittle Polson in on the defensive coverage. And now fourth and long and the Hornets are going to have to punt here. And again, it's that two-punt formation with Kobe Kunz and Leighton Bain that they like to do. Deep is Polson. It's going to be the freshman that gets it. Left boot almost blocked there by Skaggs. It'll roll to about the Fayette 40, and Seth Berry will down it with 10:03 to go here in the third quarter. So now the Falcons get their first crack on offense to start out the second half. They will get it at their 43. And again, Jack Kindle, the backup quarterback, to come into this game, replaced Rock Hudson pretty late in that first quarter. We've seen Hudson on defense, but Kindle has been a little more assertive when it comes to the throwing department. And under center, he goes. That's just behind the right tight end. They will go to the fullback this time. This is Aaron Barber who got the nod, and that will be a gain of about two on the play. Charging in is middle linebacker Caden Massey. So 1 yard gain on the play. Now we got a second and eight. Ball is at the Fayette 45 on the left hash mark. West Strand checks nine in the box. That's just man in motion on the right side. They'll take the handoff and now they'll run a little reverse over the rinse wall to the right side. No gain on the play. And getting that stop there, looks like that's Mason Unseat that gets the tackle.
So in Kroger, we'll get the South Florida Hornets, and now we got a 3rd and 8. 9 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 14-0. West Train still on top. Pair of undefeateds in the Lewis and Clark Conference in action tonight. Winner will have the outright lead in that conference and has a good chance to stay in the top three and class number one in the ranking. That's this man in motion. It's the toss on the right side, trying to bully his way for more than two, but the Hornets are relentless. And it'll be Kuntz and Young pushing the 5'10", 221 senior back. Now we got a 4th and 6 coming up. The Falcons have only had 2 punts all season long. We saw one in this game, and then we saw another last week against the Marcellinian Tigers. They like to go 4 downs, and this is no different here. They have to get to the West Grand 47. They're currently on their own 47. 4th and 8 on the left hash mark. Wiswall, left man in motion, sets up in the I formation. 5 seconds to go on the play clock. And a timeout called by the Fayette Falcons. 7:48 to go here in quarter number 3. The Fayette cheerleaders getting the crowd involved still. The interesting thing about this Fayette offense being 2 weeks, it's not just the fact that they're run heavy. That is that's blatantly obvious since they're running about 98% of the time. The one thing Roger Van de Zand mentioned was they like to, the way they like to run, there's all different kinds of aspects to it. They like to try and run on the inside so they can kind of set up some of the outside plays. And when they do that inside, they got a little bit of a size advantage, I would say, in this game, having Robert Saunders, Cameron Stornello, and then also Chris Brown and Chris Dunnevitt all on that line, all 200-plus. And then you're going up against the guy with Ben Miller, 235, Alec Hawkins, 260. And then you got two other guys who are 185 and 180 in Bender and Probe. They like to set that up so then they can have the advantage on the edges. Give them a little more versatile in that front. 4th and 8. Hornets with, or Falcons with the ball. Wiswall, play action. They will clear to see it. Kendall taking a deep shot. Low underthrown. Kuntz deflects it, and that is going to be incomplete as Brian Starr almost came up with the interception. That's going to be a turnover on downs. Probably a good call for the Hornets not to intercept that. Otherwise, they would have had a longer field. Now get a very late flag on the play, and by the looks of that, it's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct. Only on one of these two teams. We'll see what the personal foul is going to be. Referee working his way towards this direction. And the verdict is unsportsmanlike on the Hornets, or the Falcons, I beg your pardon. So that will be 15 yards plus for West Grand. They're going to have some really good field position here. 7:40 to go here in the first quarter, or third quarter. We'll start things out here on the 31, 1st and 10. Trips right, 1 to left, sailed to the right of Young. Young takes a snap in the gun, sailed, delayed handoff, now cuts up to the middle, pushed down by Estes, and looks like he also got tripped up on the play by Skaggs, and that's going to be a gain of 6 on the play. Colby Dale, first year as the running back, the feature back for this Hornets team. averaging about 7.75 a carry and already has now 8 rushing touchdowns on the year. Leads the team in attempts and also mono yardage on the ground as well. Second and 5. Man in motion. This is Gage Belmer, lines up in the right slot, and he is going to get the handoff. Belmer trying to cover in the middle, and several Falcons going to slam him down, and the ball is fumbled, and Fayette comes up with it. What a hit there. James Uni picking up the loose change as Quest Bragging came up and rattled Belmer's bell, and it's going to be a foul on the Hornet. And it's going to be a hold. And your Fayette, you're going to decline that and take the ball. First takeaway for Fayette. A big one because Westran was moving the ball and they were inside the 30. Now, first and 10 coming up. Ball's going to be at the 23. That's this behind left tackle. Wistful behind the right. That's this man in motion. And he will get the handoff. That's this. Runs into 2 or 3. And Estes took a pretty hard lick, and Estes is down on the floor. And a quick scream. And the last man the Falcons need to lose is two-time press all-star Isaiah Estes. He's down at the 25-yard line. Timeout brought to you by Columbia Orthopedic Group. We'll be back in 1 minute on Glory 97, CentralMoenvoet.com.
Mark Freeze, Michael Freeze, Gary Bagby, Scott Fimler, and Fran Frink with Fremont Freeze Funeral Service of Fayette and Glasgow are ready to serve your family's needs. Fremont Freeze Funeral Service has been family-owned and operated since 1934 and is a full-service funeral home. If you have any questions, stop by either location on Highway 5 North in Fayette or 112 Market in Glasgow. Fremont Freeze Funeral Service is honored to serve families in Howard County and the surrounding counties.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504. A proud supporter of the Westran Hornets.
Good to see Isaiah just walking out on his own power. It looked like he got a pretty good lick to the helmet there, and I wouldn't be surprised if he was getting tested for a concussion, perhaps. He's talking with head coach Roger Van Zandt. It's going to be about a 2-yard gain on the play. And now 3rd and 6, and Estes is back in. He might have just had the wind knocked out of him as he took a pretty violent hit, and it looked like the head got a little whipped as he went down. I'm a little more concerned about that, but good to see the senior back out there. 3rd and 6 from the 26. It's going to be Wiswell. Now the Estes on the handoff, and he's going to be near that first down marker after the draw. Mason Unseed on the stop there for Westran. And side judge on the far side says, wave the chains over and first down for the Falcons. Clock starts to run. Ball's going to be placed at the 32. Under center. Here is Kendall. Takes a snap. And this is going to be Estes on the late handoff to the 40. Estes with the speed, and he'll be tripped up by Seth Berry, a potential touchdown saving tackle. Isaiah Estes kicked it from 2nd to 4th gear right there on the gain of 23 on the play. He's got enough for a first down. Credit the blocking as well there by Chris Brown and Chris Donovan. Donovan, a heck of a tackle for the Falcons, and he's been looking to play collegially. He's got a couple offers he's pondering. Doesn't really pick his cap yet to where he wants to play, but I think he'll be a man playing on Saturdays. Here is Estes on the first and 10 handoff. He'll get across midfield on the play, and he'll be unseated on the stop for the Hornets after about a 3-yard gain. Case of Bender, Ryan Starr on the stop for West Strand. 4:34 to go here in the third quarter, 14-0. West Strand on top. Eskin behind the left tackle, Winslow behind the right. Barber, the fullback, under center, Kindle. Eskin, man in motion, gets the talk. He takes it. Eskin. Patiently looking for a hole to open, and he is partially tackled by Miller, and we got a now an injured Hornet on the play, and it is, we'll wait and see who that is, and it looks like that might be Mason Unseat, who is in to make the tackle. By the looks of it, and it looks like they're trying to hold his left arm, and we're going to get another timeout brought to you by Columbia Orthopedic Group for an injured Hornet. We'll be back on Glory 97 CentralMoInfo.com.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Mason Unseat, the injured Hornet, walking off on the sideline, favoring his right arm a little bit. Hopefully he's okay. Here's the third and six. It's Dawson Winslow that gets the toss, and it will be Tatum Massey on the tackle there as he spins him down. It'll be a 3-yard gain. Fourth and two coming up for Fayette. And again, the Falcons have been moving the ball relatively well in this game, but when they've gotten into the fourth down situation, that has been a bugaboo so far in this game tonight. Fourth and two, ball placed at the 44-yard line of West Strand. That's just on the right side and with ball behind the left. That's the man of motion, gets the toss. To the inside, he is going to be fun, and I think he got it. Estes running along the right hash mark the entire way. Powerful run there as Ryan Starr, the sophomore, comes up to tackle. It's enough for a first down. Bad crowd. Appreciate that. It's only a 2-score game. But a defensive struggle on both sides. These two teams are also in different districts as well this year, with the Hornets in District 6. District 5 belongs to the Hornets, and now on first and 10, it is going to be a run by Estes, and he was dancing towards the far end of the field, and it's side tackled there by Casey Bender. And it's a hard-earned 3 yards by Estes. So these two teams would not see each other in district play, but if they were to go on and win their districts, this could potentially be a quarterfinal matchup. We got 4-0 West Strand leading Class 1 District 6. Meanwhile, Fayette also 4-0. District 5. And then, guys, both those teams are going to be pretty heavy favorites, I'd have to say, in those two districts. So here's Estes on 2nd and 8. Now, powerful move, running behind his 5 linemen and 2 tight ends. We'll go ahead and add that as well. For about 3 yards on the game, and in on the penetration is Caden Matthews. Still haven't seen Mason Unseen back into the game yet for the Hornets, and he's still over on the bench on the left side, or near midfield, and still in a lot of pain. So we'll keep an eye on him. But a 3rd and 4 now coming up here for the Hornets. We'll be at the West Grand 35. Already converted on 1 big fourth down under center. Kimmel in motion. This is Caleb Fulston, the backup wingman, and he will gain 4 on the play, running to the right. Ben Miller on the tackle, as well as Ryan Starr. It's going to be another fourth down for Fayette.
Fourth down wall.
Wiz Wall checks back into the game after Fulston gets a quick run. Kimball gets the signal from Van Camp. 4th and 1. Ball currently at the West Grand 31. Same formation. Exit, man in motion. Another toss in. Curls to the inside. He's got some space. He has an upward first down. Keeps the legs turning. Now ball's on the ground. Who has it? West Grand comes up with it. Toby Coates. Estes with the second effort gets stripped before the knees came down. Wiswall was trying to recover it and bail his teammate out. But no luck this week for the Hornets with the ball on the ground, or for the Falcons, I should say. And Westrand comes up with their 4th turnover of the game. Got a feel for this Falcon offense. They've been moving the ball well all evening long, and then just as soon as they get near the 30 or inside the 30 of West Grand, they cannot capitalize on that score. Empty backfield. Let's scratch that. One in the backfield. That's Colby Dale. And now he is partially stricken. Gets tackled and jumps on it, as it is Isaiah Estes on the pursuit to get that stop. And that'll be a loss of 4 on the play. That's going to be the final play of the 3rd quarter as well. West Grand leads 14-0 as we go to the 4th over the Fayette Falcons, where we'll have the lead of the Lewis and Clark Conference on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com.
Commercial Trust Company of Fayette welcomes fall and football season. Stop by our Fayette or Harrisburg location today and open a mascot checking account and show your support for your favorite high school team with mascot checking and debit cards for Fayette, Harrisburg, Glasgow, New Franklin, or Higbee. Get the details at commercialtrust.com. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Why bank anywhere else?
Here's something worth shouting.
From the hilltops to the rooftops, you're a member of an electric cooperative.
That means you have a say.
A voice in how your co-op is run.
In what's best for the community.
Power to the people.
For the people.
From the people.
Doesn't that sound good?
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership
at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Howard Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Get ready to start the 4th quarter here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Scott Lunsky here, Stuart and Matt Singh, the dial tonight back at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. And it's a 14-0 lead for the West Grand Hornets. Turnovers by Fayette has been a key in this game. It eventually led to 1 score, and then the defensive miscue has the other. Here's a 2nd and 14 throw by Young, and that is offline intended for the left slot man, Kobe Coombs, a little bit behind him, trying to do a 180 and grab it, and that's going to be incomplete. 4 seconds shut off the 4th quarter clock, and now a 3rd and 14 coming up. All things considered, the Fayette defense has played really well all things considered. They've only allowed 5 points. They've allowed 6.25 a game so far to four. Here's the third and 13. Young. Read option. Gets a crack back. Gets it off just in time for Tate and Massey. And Vince Roberts has been on the option. And that is going to be a gain of two on the play. What a hit by Vince Roberts. And Young released it at the absolute last second. And he's fortunate that wasn't a fumble. He holds that a second longer with that arm exposed. Bad is sniffing at the end zone. Now, Hornets get into their punt formation. Phil Fulton is deep for Fayette. Fulton's looking to rugby style, and now he'll flag the roll and send it away. Gets across midfield and takes a favorable roll, and it will stop at the Fayette 40. And that is going to be... then it's going to be a 42-yard punt. 11:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. And again, it's not over. It's only a two-score game, but West Rand getting some takeaways has been a big difference so far in this game. And the Falcons need to go 60 yards here to try and get, ideally, what would be their first score. West ball behind the left tackle. Estes behind the right. Estes in motion. And it is going to be Estes that gets the handoff on first and 10. Runs right into the line. Nothing opening there. And at the bottom of the pile, that is Caden Massey. And he looks like he got tangled up with Estes a little bit. And he is back up. About a half-yard gain for Mr. Estes, and it'll be second and 10 coming up. Take their time to slowly line up. And under center, they will toss it over to Wiswall on second and 10. Tries to run behind the right tackle, and he will gain about four on the play. And he'll be tackled there by, looks like that is Mason Untie, and he is back into the game. Certainly good to see it. Look, he was favoring that right arm a little bit when he was coming down, and it looked like he might have just got a little bit bruised and seen to shake a little life in it, perhaps. And good to see he's back out there. So we've had two injury scares already in the game, and both have returned, one in Estes and also Untie. Third and six under center. Kendall will go to Estes. Cuts to the inside. Now looking to go back out. Bear tackle by Coons. And Young slammed down after a four-yard gain. And will Fayette go for it? Looks like they will. Kendall gets the call from head coach Roger Van de Zand. West Rand crowd trying to bring some energy. Fourth and two. Have to get the midfielder at the 48. Estes behind the left. Whistle behind the right. Man in motion comes now up into the eye. Missed the toss. Estes full head of speed. He's got the first reward. Another fumble. And it looks like Fayette comes up with it this time. And looks like coming up at the bottom of the pile with that was the center, Cameron Cornello. Plays like that get you on second team LNC, just like you did 1 year ago. So the drive stays alive for the Falcons. Time is slowly starting to tick away. 8:40 to go in the fourth. They're across midfield again. Colson now into the game. Estes takes a breather. And it'll be Colson on the fake handoff. They'll go to Wiswall. And Wiswall gains about two. and it'll be Ben Miller that gets the tackle. That's just now back in. See Leo Anderson and Chase Udy also check in here on second and nine. It's really starting to slow down here for the Falcons. Every play is coming more and more important. The lineup of Betches behind the left tackle. With 12 behind the right, Anderson behind Kendall. It's going to be Kendall on the run. Full head speed. Kendall breaks the edge to the 30, to the 20. He'll be pushed out of bounds by Alex Young. And that's going to be a gain of 20 on the play. A first down for Fayette. Young and Massey in on a pursuit there, and I think Kendall showing a little bit of speed on the edge as well. Plays a little bit of a factor in as well, with him now taking the quarterback duties. So again, Fayette inside the 30. Can they score? We're at the 25 under center. Kinsmore, Estes in motion. Gets the nod. He's got room. To the 15, to the 20. Just has to go over one, and what a tackle by Toby Coons. He was on the ground, and Estes just had to hurdle him, and somehow Coons grabbed the right leg and stripped him up and saved a Fayette touchdown. Sensational play by the senior cornerback. And it's going to be first and 10 now at the 18. Now there's a little bit of a delay. They're trying to get the down markers set, and now everything appears to be correct. Westrand crowd wanting a defensive stop again, and that's something they take a pride on. They allow to bend, but they do not want to break. And they pull out another bend. Not break. And now here is Estes on the handoff. Estes swallowed up by a pair. And it is going to be a 2 or 3 yard gain. And it'll be second and six coming up. Mason Unseat on the stop for the Hornets. Boy, the Western Miss linebackers have been busy tonight. It's a good thing they've been making tackles as well. And now, man in motion. And it's going to be a... All-star looks like coming up here. Although there was a little bit of jumping, it could actually go the other way. And it's going to be a procedure violation on the Fayette Falcons. That's a dagger right there. You got second and six inside the 10. And now you're going to be having it at about, or at the 11, I beg your pardon. Now it's going to be at the 16. 25 to go in the fourth. 14-0. West Grant still on top. Fayette looking to get their first score of the game. Kendall under center. Estes behind the right. Woodswell behind the left. With or Estes in motion. Our play action. They're going to try the same play. Kendall trying to get the edge. Takes it up to the right side. Looking for the first down marker. Shot out of bounds on the right side by Seth Berry. It's going to be close. But he's going to gain a total of 11 on the play. And Fayette is within striking distance of making this a one-score game. Wiswell Udy and Leo Anderson checking out. Olson Estes in. Estes behind the right tackle. Behind the left is Olson. Here is the snap. It's Estes, right tackle, to the middle, to the five, to the end zone, touchdown, Fayette. Isaiah Estes, fifth touchdown of the season, puts the Falcons within one. going inside to set things up. Good blocking on the play by Breaking and Cornello. Left guard and center, respectively, found just enough of a hole and to give Isaiah just a little bit of space. And he's coming at full speed. He's a tough guy to tackle, and he took about three Hornets with him into the end zone. So now Bam will go for two. That's just in motion. And it's a little trickery, and that's just gets across. Up inside and gets the two. 14-8. This game's not over yet, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have to kick on next on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com.
And he goes all the way. Touchdown, Falcons. You want to eat somewhere who supports the Fayette Falcons as much as you do. Stop by Mike Nin's Main Street Pub of Fayette and see what Laramie and the crew has cooking up for you. They're open Monday and Tuesday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for lunch and 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. for dinner. The bar is open later with select menu items. Don't forget to check out and like Mike Nin's Main Street Pub's Facebook page to get updates on specials after home games as well as their weekend dinner specials. Go Falcons! The Westran Athletic Boosters are very proud of the Westran Hornets and Lady Hornets who work hard and make sacrifices to represent their school, both in the classroom and in each game. Parents and fans of the Westran Hornets, be sure and pick up shirts or sweatshirts at the home games and show off your Hornet pride. You can also still sign up to be a Booster member for the school year. Visiting teams are invited to come out early for the game and enjoy a freshly grilled cheeseburger or hot dog, along with a variety of other concession foods provided by the Westran Athletic Boosters.
It's a one-score game. Isaiah Estes with a six-yard touchdown for the Fayette Falcons and a two-point conversion by himself as well. It's only within six, and Fayette finally cashes in. Turnovers have been the problem. Now they're going to go with an onside kick. It's a breaking the ball pop-up, and now Kobe Spoonce will recover it for the Hornets. They got a little bit of a kick, and it looked like they wanted to see if they can catch West Green off guard. It looked like they did, but they just could not get down the field in time. So Coons gets the recovery, and the Hornets are going to get some pretty good field position. We'll start at their own 40. West Green's two scores, a pass from Young to Coons. Was wide open in the back left end zone and then a 96-yard Kobe Dale run for a touchdown. It's going to be a handoff. Dale punches the right side, gets a couple blocks, flags out. Dale down the right side of the sideline, and he'll get a big chunk of change, but this is going to come bad. There is a little bit of a tug on the right edge by a couple of the Hornet offensive line, and that run is not going to count. So it awaits the signal, and it is a hold on West Ring. Pull took place at about the line of scrimmage, so it will be about a 10-yard penalty where they'll mark it off. And that will be first and 25, 52 to go here in the fourth quarter. Hornets lead 14-8. Probably going to see a little more run here on this drive, Steve. Tyler Tanner, the offensive coordinator of the Hornets, can kill as much clock as possible. Clock starts to run, and then it quickly stops. Another air side judge just wants to make sure they get the clock right on the hold, and they're going to reset the play clock as well. First and 20 for West Train on their own 30. Bad crowd chanting defense. Four wide with Dale to the left of Young in the gun. Young keeps it. Arab read option. Toss it to Dale on the left side. Trying to find some space. Vince Broder comes in with a stop and a loss of four. Robertson has to sniff out the quick toss to Dale the entire time and brought him down. And how much you can do there. Great defense there by Faz. They're going for the blitz there. And they were anticipating that pass option that entire time. It gave them a little bit of space to defend both. So second and 20 now. Second and 24 at Vegas Park after the loss of four on the play. They have to get all the way to midfield. On the 26, But Strand going four wide. Young in the gun again with Dale to his drive on the left hash mark. Young with the snap, good protection, taking a chance. Deep, open on the left side. He's got it for a first down. In coverage, it is Cale Bolston. He shoves it out of bounds. That's a gain of 35 on the play. Young and Coots connecting once again. That really silenced the Fayette crowd right in front of us as well and brought the West Grand crowd onto its feet. So about a 35-yard gain, 4:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. Four wide again for the Hornets. Hale to the left of Young in the gun. Now he options to the right side. Young with the snap, looks to the right, run. It's a quarterback draw. Alex Young with some speed. Near the first down marker, gets outside the left. Numbers, flag on the play as he will be brought down by Colby Skaggs, the senior outside linebacker. A big call here is it's like a pin drop here. And it's a hold on the Hornets. This Hornets team averages about 4 2/3 of a penalty per game. I can't tell you how many penalties they have had. It's been at least eight. And that's something that Aaron O'Loughlin was saying he wanted to clean up with this team. Although they're being nitpicky, he's kind of reduced some of the ones that were away from the ball. We haven't seen many of those, which is certainly a good sign. Showing the football penalties that you normally take. Something they're wanting to clean up. And the gun here is Young to the right is Dale. Three wide, trip left. And it will be Dale on the top. He's got a block. Dale with some speed. To the 20, kick to the inside. 10-10, 5, touchdown, West Grand. Colby Dale, second one of the game. A total of 44 yards. And West Grand has their two possession lead back. Dale with a full head of steam on the outside edge, and credit Noah Griggs, the wide receiver on the right side, had Poulsen blocked the entire time, held his block for a good 5 or so seconds, and then Dale cut back into the inside, and he had to go all the way up U.S. 24 and got into the end zone. 4:14 to go, and that is a big touchdown for the Hornets. Up the middle. Or lined up at the middle for PAT is Kuntz. Sends it. Good snap. And that is good. Kuntz is 3-for-3 on the PAT. And West Grand has a 21-8 lead. 4:14 remaining in the fourth on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com.
Does your tax preparer work for you? Or do they call you repeatedly begging you to make an appointment? At Fendler Tax and Accounting, we are here for your convenience. Whenever you have your tax information ready, just call us to schedule your appointment. As a full-service accounting office, we don't close at April 15th. We're open year-round to serve your tax needs. If you're looking for a preparer who puts you first, call Fendler Tax and Accounting at 263-4346 or stop by our office at 210 North Alton, Moberly. At Fendler Tax and Accounting, we're open year-round to serve you.
It's the place there's no place else like home. It's a circle of chairs around your fire pit where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter.
Ask Shelter Insurance agent Brian Skaggs about Shelter's home insurance options.
Colby Dale's second touchdown of the game has made this a 21-8 lead for the Hornets. On a one hop of the kickoff, on the return, here's Dawson Wiswell. He's got some speed to the 50, and he'll be pushed out by Coons, the kicker, as the right shoulder pad gets a little bit exposed. A scratch out, that is Kendall, and he shows his speed there on the game, and he's going to get a nice pat out of the back from Roger Van Zandt on that return, and Fayette, what's the field there going to start?
start inside West Rand territory. 4:06 to go here in the fourth, and again, they got a two-score deficit they had to make up. It's been a pair of big runs by Dale that's been the difference so far in this game. That and a couple of turnovers by the Falcons. Under center, Kendall. Wins ball behind the left tackle. Estefan right. Wins ball man in motion. And they're going to toss it to Estefan Delay. He's going to get tripped up. I think that's going to be a... that might be a penalty on the Hornets for a trip. Because it looked like the leg kind of came out. There is a actually roughing the passer on Kendall. So that's going to be 15 yards and a first down there for Fayette right there. That's one way to get yardage. And now Caden Massey having a word with the referee trying to get an explanation of how it was repping the passer. Estes was the guy that got it. I missed. Wester may have thought that Engel had it. It'd be my only reason why it would be roughing the passes. So first and 10 here. Ball now at the Wester 35 on the left hash mark. And motion is Griswold. Fake stand up, and now they'll come to the other way of Estes, and Estes will be slammed to the ground on the play by Carter Petrori, the backup defensive tackle. Alex Botkins also in on the stop, and it's going to be a 2-yard gain there for Isaiah Estes. 3:37 to go here in quarter number four. 21-8, West Rand with the lead. Ball at the 34. Same formation. Estes in motion on the right side. Play action. Kendall to the right side. Cuts in. Makes a couple of Hornets miss, and he turns what looked like was going to be about a 5-yard loss into a 3-yard gain. Mason Unsey meets him at the 31-yard line to bring him down. And so now Fayette is in 3rd and 6. And they're going to have to fix the tempo up a little. It looks like they're going to do just that. Have to get to the 25 to get a first down. Under center. Kendall. And a motion. This is Poulsen this time in the game. He'll get the handoff. Poulsen motions to the right. Poulsen with some room. Poulsen all the way to the 25 before getting pushed out on the far side by Steph Berry. And he's got a Fayette first down. More importantly, that also stops the clock. Another edge run by those Falcons, and they time it up good, so right off the toss, Bolton's at full speed when he's getting the ball. 1st and 10 now from the Western 25 on the right hash mark. Bolton again in motion, and now we got a flag, and there's a Hornet on the ground. Was there a little movement on the offensive line that resulted in a false start? Where's the neutral zone infraction? It is a false start on Fayette. And that will knock them back 5 yards to the 30. Now we're going to get a 1st and 15 coming up. West Rand ended Fayette's season 1 year ago. It's a much more lopsided score, 40-8 to be exact. West Rand doesn't want to fall 2 in a row to the rival Hornets. Here's Estes off the handoff. Estes to the 20-yard line for a 10-yard gain, and he's going to get 2/3 of that 1st and 15 back. And now clock is going to stop. And I think Roger Van de Zand wanted to call a timeout, I think. And now it is a
It is a Western, or it is the Falcons timeout. That is their second. Probably a good idea, 2:26, maximize the time. And there's a 2:30 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Quick little hydration break as well for both of these two teams. It's been a relatively cool night. Seasonably warm yesterday as you're listening to high school football on KTCN Madison Glory Night, 7 and online at centralmoinfo.com for Western High School for a big Lewis and Clark matchup between the Hornets and the Fayette Falcons. Western number one in class number one. Fayette number three in class number one. This game will have implications on, at the very least, top two. If Fayette were to come back and win, they would at the very least be number two. Have to wait and see what East Buchanan did, as they're currently the number two team in class number one. Or Western can hold serve and remain number one. Griswold, man in motion, and this is going to be Kindle looking for a pass. Looks for Colby Skaggs. He's got it. And that's going to be only a three-yard gain. He was double-covered by Kaden Massey and also it looked like that was Gabe Belmer. Three-yard gain on the play. Third and three coming up at the 19th. Off the left hash mark. It's the Falcons. Has his time to left. Wiswell behind the right. And it will be Wiswell now to Estes on the double handoff. Estes looking for number two. Two Hornets around him, and he's got the first and goal coming up. It's going to stop the clock towards a quick moment. They're going to get lined up here really quick. Kimball gets the signal from Van de Zand, the head coach. Now the clock starts to run. First and goal. Fayette from the nine. Kindle under center. Estes in motion. And this is going to be the fullback, Aaron Barber. And Barber's going to get about five on the play. Another timeout called. This is going to be the final one by Fayette. If I need to add a second or two on the game clock as well, take the timeout. Or now we actually have a... Actually, could this be a... Or Young was on the ground for a quick moment. Now he quickly gets up. It's kind of a little bit bizarre. So this should be Fayette's final timeout. And indeed it is. So 10:38 to go. So Estes has kind of been the guy Fayette's been going to. Not really much of a surprise. Wiswold had a pretty decent game for the Falcons so far as well. Not in the nature of some thinking plays or anything like that, but I'd see you go with Wiswold. Heck, I'd even go with maybe Kindle a little bit, because if you're Western, you have to think Estes is going to get the ball here two of the three times. See if you can have him, see if you can catch him off guard with a little play with either Kindle or Wiswold on the run. Like a little double handoff or something. That's been really working for him. See if you can try and get something off that on second and goal. And then if you can't do anything on that, then I would try and lean on that stick. 7 yards for Fayette to try to cut the margin down to one score again. They got a minute 40 to do it. Estes in motion, and this is going to be Wiswold. He'll gain two on the play. And it's going to get to the five. They need to hurry up. 90 seconds to go. 21-8 still. Estes trying to tackle. Wiswold behind the right. And it is Barber, the fullback. It is going to be Wiswold trying to come in with that. It's Steen diving for the end zone. Did he get it? No, he's 1 yard shy. Tripped up on the play by Mason Unty. Fourth and goal from the two coming up. Sam quickly lines up. It is going to be Estes. He's the man in motion. The toss. Estes looking for the pylon. Touchdown, Fayette. Estes runs for the pylon, and he got the score. It's a one-score game again.
Now, it's not going to be the end of the world for Fayette if they miss the two-point conversion, because it'll still remain a one-score game either way. But if you can get another two-point conversion, a touchdown will tie the game, assuming you can get a stop. And Wiswall coming off a little gimpy there after that fourth and two. 52 seconds to go here in this game. The big two-point conversion. We're talking about the margin of 7-5. Kendall has his man in motion. Kendall, plenty of room. Has to just take it in the near end zone, and he gets the two-pointer. 21-16. Don't go anywhere, folks. Fans, got a little life on Glory 97, SimpleMoInfo.com.
Don's Family Style Buffet in Huntsville is the place to find fried chicken, golden brown, juicy, and delicious. Now add mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, green beans. Is your mouth watering yet? Stop in Tuesday through Saturday for lunch or dinner, and don't forget Sunday after church. Make that short drive to Huntsville and enjoy great food at a great price. Don's Family Style Buffet on Route JJ in Huntsville. Home-style food and a friendly, small-town atmosphere.
Two seconds remain in an onside kick away. And is out of timeout as well. And I think they're going to try and bring all the best hands they can. West Rankin recovers this onside kick. They go to 5-0 on the year. West Breaking had a pretty decent onside kick the last time, and it got a pretty good hop, but Kobe Kuntz was there to recover. Here we go. Breaking lines up at the 35-yard line. Referee blows his whistle, and the onside kick is on the way. Breaking rolls across, bounces, and it's going to be recovered by the Hornets. It went the necessary 10 yards, and getting the recovery for the Hornets is Austin Mitchell. The backup middle linebacker comes up with the big recovery, and that's just going to about do it for the Western Hornets. A good battle to the end for the Falcons. Cannot question one bit the effort from both of these two teams tonight. But ultimately, it was a couple of takeaways from the West Rand defense and a couple big runs from Colby Dale. It looks like it's going to make a difference. And Young takes one knee, and then we'll have one more to make it pretty much a formality. Next up for West Rand, they are going to be taking on Scotland County on the road. That's only going to be their second road game of the year. And then they will have their final regular season game here at West Rand High School in 2 weeks against Schuyler County. That'll be homecoming and also senior day, I believe, for the Hornets. And just one final snap for Young, and that will do it. Meanwhile, they will be hosting Paris next week, and then we'll travel to Harrisburg, final knee, and that's going to do it. What a game between the Hornets and the Falcons. Both teams line up at the 50, and the crowd comes to their feet as well. A great battle between these two Lewis and Clark teams. And West Rand remains undefeated, 21-16, the final tonight here at West Rand High School. We'll take a break on Glory 97, SimpleMoInfo.com. We'll recap this game coming up in just a couple minutes.
The West Rand R1 School District Administration, faculty, and staff encourage West Rand Hornet fans to get out and support school activities. The students put in long hours of practice in order to represent the Hornets both in the classroom and on the field. Others are marching to a different beat by participating in the band, providing entertainment at halftime during games. Others are involved in organizations within the school. Show your pride and put on your green and white and attend West Rand school activities. Go Big Green!
What makes a top hip and knee replacement hospital? Low complication rates, high patient satisfaction scores, and low prices. Congratulations to the joint replacement physicians at Columbia Orthopedic Group for making Boone Hospital one of the top hip and knee surgery hospitals in America. The physicians of Columbia Orthopedic Group are national leaders right here in mid-Missouri. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com and call for your appointment today at 573-443-2402.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504. A proud supporter of the West Strand Hornets.
Friday is the time to drive to Don's Family Style Buffet in Huntsville for catfish. Deep-fried crunchy breading with white, juicy tender filet, or whole catfish on the buffet. Now add all of the sides you've come to love. Fresh garden salad with all the toppings, fried potatoes and onions, green beans, sweet corn, cornbread, fresh hot rolls, and sweet tea. Make sure to leave room for dessert. Catfish every Friday night at Don's Family Style Buffet on Route JJ in Huntsville. Homestyle food in a friendly, small-town atmosphere.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this West Strand Fayette football game possible. That would be the West Strand Athletic Boosters, West Strand R1 School District, Don Family Style Buffet, Reynolds Hereford, apologize for the mispronunciation earlier, and Patricia Sewing Room, all of Huntsville. Brian Skaggs, your local shelter agent, John Cochran, Valentine Insurance Agency, Bill Kimmler, Tax and Accounting, KB Tire and Auto, all of Moberly. Mittens, Main Street Pub, The Broad House, Circle F Auction, Fayette Athletic Boosters, all of Fayette. Cherokee Valley, keeping you connected. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Merchants and Farmers Bank, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Exchange Bank of Missouri, Fremont Freeze of Glasgow and Fayette. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Howard Electric, serving Howard County, portions of Northern Boone County, Southern Randolph County, Southeastern Cherokee County. Commercial Trust Bank of Fayette and Harrisburg. Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out at capitalmo.gov. Also would like to thank Moberly Motors for sponsoring our halftime show. We have one final item of business for you, and that is to nominate our outstanding player of the game. Fortunately, couldn't take stats tonight because it's a little difficult to have a cell phone in one hand and also right on the other. So don't have any unofficial stats, but thankfully, it was a no-brainer. Colby Dale, two big rushing touchdowns in this game. We know he had well over 100 yards on the ground because one of them was a 94-yard and the other was a 44-yard. So if you do the quick math, that's about 138 yards, and then he had plenty more on that. He gets it for the two rushing touchdowns, and that's essentially the difference in the game. Those two touchdowns allowed the Hornets to go to 5-0 on the season and drop Fayette their first loss of 2018. So he gets it. It's courtesy of Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. Like to thank Stuart Cox and Matt for helping us get on the air tonight, although it was a difficult night on that front. We really appreciate them for helping us out, making sure we sound good and get on the air. And we'd like to thank all of you for listening in. For everyone back at the Moberly Motors Sports Fest, I'm Scott Lunty. Congratulations to the West Strand Hornets. Now 5-0, Fayette, now 4-1. And we'll see you next week on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. And don't forget to tune over to Crest. End Zone is going to be coming up. Good night from West Strand High.
Thanks for joining us for this presentation of high school football on Glory 97.3. Remember, your high school football fix doesn't have to end now. Just tune in to Crest 104.7 FM for the award-winning End Zone program. We'll have interviews with area head coaches and all of the scores from around North Missouri. Thanks again for listening. We hope to see you next time for more high school football on Glory 97.3.